You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
This is Mamma Mia Daily, the stories you need to hear today, read by the women who wrote them. I'm Melody Tay, editor of mamamia.com.au, and on today's show, the true state of plus-size shopping in Australia. But first, when you're pregnant, you're not just carrying a baby, but also a different kind of mental load.
The mental load of pregnancy is so much worse than I expected. By me, Gemma Bath. Okay, your period is over. When are you ovulating? You don't want to miss it. You only get one shot a month. Do you have enough sticky things to check your LH surge is coming? I think you should have sex again, just in case. That's my internal monologue you're listening to. A monologue that's only gotten louder and more insistent the further on I get in pregnancy. It started with trying to keep my protective wall up. Don't get too excited, it's only the first trimester. Miscarriage is so common. There's been so much excitement, of course, telling my fiancé, telling our families, finding out the gender. But as I pass the five-month mark, the you shoulds are getting louder. Do you have your unborn child's name down for daycare yet? You should. The waiting lists are insane. Have you seen a physio yet? You really should, if you don't want to tear during birth. Do you have a name yet? You should get your shortlist finalised so you can sit with it for a few months. Then there's maternity leave. I hate maths, and trying to work this out honestly feels like algebra homework. The guilt has already started too. You're eating too much chocolate. You really should rein that in. Stop laying on your back. You're not supposed to. Your shower is too hot. What if it affects the baby? Are you putting on enough weight? Are you putting on too much weight? Did that sandwich have mayo in it? I think it had mayo in it. Damn, Gemma, you're not supposed to eat mayo. I've always known I wanted to be a mother, and I knew it was going to be a lot, that it would turn my life upside down in weird and wonderful ways. But I wasn't expecting to feel so bombarded so early on in my journey. I have decision fatigue, and my child isn't even here yet. I feel mentally exhausted, and I've barely started. We live in a world where we have so much access to advice and help. Women talk now, they share, which is so wonderful when you consider the alternative, fumbling through it blind and alone. Except when you're new to this juggernaut that is the parenting space. It's initially just an avalanche of noise you don't know how to wade through. There's just so much out there, and a lot of it's conflicting. As a woman in a heterosexual relationship, there's so much of this journey that is unique to me. My partner cares, of course, and he's taking on all he can, but there's no denying that the mental load of carrying for and preparing for this baby lies with me. They're in my body. They need to come out of my body. I can see how easy it must be to fall into taking on that mental load forever, how naturally male partners fall into second position given the nature of how the parenting journey starts. From sleep training to SIDS risks to getting myself ready to tick off my baby's milestones, there are endless things for me to learn and research and weigh up, so many rules and must-haves and definitely do-nots. Mentally preparing to become a parent feels like a second job. I can't wait to meet my baby and chuck myself headfirst into this whirlwind. But I'm already tired from all the extra things whizzing around in my brain. And hold your tongue. Don't you dare tell me to get used to it. I already know that. It's already on the long list of things I can't stop thinking about.
An honest letter to all of the Australian retailers who don't want me to wear their clothes. By me, Laura Brodnick. Dear retailers, last year I stood in the middle of an enormous shopping centre and cried. Not the pretty kind of crying that consists of a single delicate tear slowly sidling down one cheek, a tear that could be easily hidden by a pair of glamorous sunglasses. No, it was the other kind of crying, the one where your mouth trembles and your neck suddenly turns the colour of an overripe tomato. It was the week before a big family wedding, and I had finally found a formal dress that not only fit me, but one I liked enough that I didn't fantasize about it meeting a Carrie-style ending and being doused with litres of pig's blood. which, as any plus-size woman would know, is quite the feat given the state of clothing currently available to any woman in Australia above a size 16. Keeping in mind that once you start looking above a size 24, you might as well forget about it and just start fashioning your own clothes out of leaves. Now, this unicorn of a dress did require a few alterations, but when I arrived at the tailor's to retrieve it, I was informed that not only were the changes unable to be made, something about it changing the structure of the dress too much, but there had also been a mistake made with another one of the alterations. So now, there was no way this dress was making its way to a winery wedding anytime in the foreseeable future. And so I was standing there in the middle of the store, still in a bit of a shocked daze over what had just happened, when my phone buzzed with a call from a friend who I was about to meet at a movie screening, and she excitedly asked me how the dress pickup had gone. I recounted the story to her with the same energy I had applied to debriefing on the Game of Thrones finale, even though this situation was much more dire, and she quickly suggested we skip the movie and just focus on finding me another dress. After all, I was standing in the middle of Australia's biggest city with cash to spend and some time on my side. Surely this was a task that could be completed with wine time to spare. I guess I can take some comfort in knowing that your indifference is not directed solely at me. Any person looking for women's clothing above a size 16 knows shopping involves an intricate planning process of carefully scanning the handful of brands available months ahead of when you might require the item, then waiting anxiously for it to arrive, all the while knowing there are no alternatives should it not look right. Like so many other women, when it comes to fashion, I don't live in a world of personal style, of knowing what I love, what works for my budget, or even what pieces of clothing truly make me feel like me. I live in a world of, this will have to do. So retailers and brands available in Australia, how can we fix this standoff we currently find ourselves in? Because the truth of the matter is, I'm not asking you to do me a favour out of the goodness of your hearts. I would just love to give you my money, and I'm privileged enough that I have quite a bit of disposable income that I would be just delighted to send your way, as would many others. Also, since we're laying all our hopes and dreams out on the table here, I'd love to walk into your stores, pull your lovely clothes from the racks and find my size, all while taking in the luxury of being able to try clothes on in an actual store. I dream of being able to peruse your websites and fill up a cart with a series of splurges, and then pepper your Instagram accounts with likes and saves for more items I know I have to own. I'd be thrilled to wear your clothes to the many fancy events my job allows me to attend, although full disclosure, everyone is looking at the actual celebrities in attendance. But still, the next time I awkwardly pose for a picture with an Oscar winner and then quickly sidle away, don't you want it to be in your dress? I'd love to proudly mention your brand in our fashion videos, spruik you on a podcast, or, most importantly, just tell my fellow plus-size ladies they have to shop in your store, and then watch them fall in love with the perfect new dress. But judging by the majority of retailers available here in Australia, none of these moments are on the horizon for me anytime soon. In fact, it appears the offerings are becoming less and less. Australia in particular still feels light years away from where other countries now are in the plus-size clothing space. But before you offer up nothing more than a sympathetic smile and a shrug that says, "That's just the way things are," I'm afraid I have to hit you with a bit of harsh truth. Because this impasse we find ourselves permanently stuck in is not my fault at all. It's yours. The reality is, people are actually preparing to live in space, yet you still think it's beyond the realm of possibility to extend your range, even by a few sizes. And I'm aware of the reasoning many brands have offered up as to why they are unable to do this. Everything from the fact that they've tried a small extension before and it didn't sell, to the costs involved in changing their production process. But the counterclaim to that is, as much as plus-size people want more clothing options, it's hard to buy clothes from a company that feels ashamed of selling them to you, or fails to let you know they even exist. Make your plus-size clothing options and then put them into stores along with the straight-size lines. Use plus-size people in your advertising and across your social media channels. And don't make the clothes you think plus-size people want to wear. Let me tell you, there are more than enough cold shoulder slogan tees to see us through the apocalypse. Thank you. No need to create any more. There's nothing that makes you want to close your wallet faster than walking into a store and being told in a strangled whisper that your size is only stocked online, if at all. Or asking the same question and effectively being handed a compass and a day's rations and being informed that you'll have to journey to a faraway corner of the store where you might find your size hidden in a dark corner. Making your exact clothes in bigger sizes and stocking them in stores is not an unexpected plot twist when it comes to making money from size expansion lines. It's the only way to change the situation. And I hope you do make a change, because I would just love to spend my money on your clothes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mamma Mia Daily. And for more from our writers, check out their profile links in the show notes. I'm Melody Tay, editor of mamamia.com.au. The show's producer is Claire O'Halloran, and our audio editor is Rhiannon Mooney. We'll be back tomorrow with the stories you need to hear, read by the women who wrote them. See you then. Big thanks to anyone listening who has become a Mamma Mia subscriber. Subscribers get access to every podcast, exclusive videos, and all the great articles on Mamma Mia. For more information, there's a link in our show notes.